right, Game 7 of the World Series is tonight, and I'm going to admit, I've come around a little bit. Texas and St. Louis does nothing for me as far as the World Series is concerned because I don't really care about either team. Love baseball, but for some reason, it took me to Game 5 to actually get involved, interested in this World Series. And Game 6 last night, unbelievable finish. One of the biggest finishes in history of baseball. One of the biggest gag jobs in sports history. Texas Rangers blew two leads of two runs in the final inning of the game. Well, would have been the final inning of the game had they just gotten three outs. They were down to their last strike twice. There were nine pitches, where all you had to do was get the batter out somehow, have the batter recording out somehow, and you win the World Series. Nine pitches. They couldn't do it. That's devastating. Absolutely devastating. And it's hard to recover from. They're saying all the right things. They're doing all the right things. They're probably going to come out tonight, and they're probably going to get off to a quick start, take an early lead in Game 7. But I don't know what it is, but that's the exception. If Texas wins, that's just the exception. You can't recover from a loss like that. Texas Ranger fans, it's going to haunt you for years if you don't win tonight. The Nelson Cruz play, the pitching changes, the dicey decisions, the nine pitches that could have gone to a championship for you. It's going to haunt you forever if you don't win tonight. It's going to haunt you for a long, long time. Chris Carpenter's going for the Cardinals. I think it's a good idea having him on short rest. He's your stud. You got to pitch him. No offense to Kyle Loesch, but you got to pitch Chris Carpenter on short rest. You're going to have Loesch in the bullpen. Loesch is going to be ready to go. If Carpenter struggles, or if anybody struggles, if they need innings, first sign of trouble, they could pull Carpenter, put Loesch in. Loesch has had his full rest. Game could go extra innings. They may need a guy like Loesch to pitch several innings late in the game. And as we know from last night, he's a hell of a sacrifice bunter. Love the National League rules. They ran out of players. Edwin Jackson on the on-deck circle. Then they bring him back, put Kyle Loesch on to bunt. Sack bunt down two runs in the 10th inning to move guys over. I hate the designated hitter, but I don't know what to do because it just blows my mind seeing you give up an out like that, having the pitcher hit like that. But that's pure baseball. National League is pure baseball. Hate to say it, but Game 7, the only thing I'm going to really watch for tonight, to be honest with you, I'm not expecting a good game at all. I'm expecting a really crappy, anticlimactic game. It's going to be good for a while. It's partially going to be good because you know it's the last game. You know it's a deciding game. But it's not going to be anything like what the drama of Game 6 was. It's not going to come down to the last at-bat or the last inning. It might even be a safe situation. It could be a 5-1 game, 7-3 game, something like that. Guaranteed you're going to get a trophy presentation tonight, though. That's what's in it for me. Because even when I'm not really into it, I'll watch the clincher, or the end of the clincher anyway, just so I can see the trophy presentation. I love the trophy presentations. I love the guys getting all excited. I love the fans getting all excited. I love the champagne. I even like Bud Selig giving the trophy out. And I hate Bud Selig. It's the only time I ever enjoy Bud Selig. It's that trophy presentation. By the way, Texas should have the home field in this game. We can't just have the team with the best record have home field advantage. We have to make the All-Star game important somehow. So that's why St. Louis has 6-7 in Busch, as opposed to having it in Arlington. So Ryan Domet, I think he was the guy that got the key hit in the All-Star game. Ryan Domet of Pittsburgh, kudos to you.